But joining us now on the line, one of our favorite guests, Matt Waldman. Follow him on Twitter, at Matt Waldman. And it's not too late to get the Matt Waldman rookie scouting portfolio available at mattwaldmanrsp.com. We are only 24 hours, maybe roughly 25, 20, 27 hours away from the NFL draft. How excited are you to get it going here, Matt?
Oh, I can't wait for it. You know, it'll be nice to see where all these players land and kind of get a chance to see, you know, what we can project for the rest of the preseason and regular season. I think that's the fun part right there.
And, you know, we've had some fun with this interactive mock draft we do on Twitter, and it's up to our listeners to make the selections. And ultimately, with the first overall pick, our listeners did not want to make what the obvious selection seems to be, Kyler Murray going to the Arizona Cardinals. Our listeners voted for Nick Bosa to go first overall. How surprised would you be if indeed Murray isn't the first overall selection?
Not very. I actually could see how they would want to keep Josh Rosen. If I were the Cardinals, I'd want to keep Josh Rosen. I think he's the best. If we were to rank the quarterbacks, he would be the best one on the board if you compared him to this class. So, you know, maybe they've actually been talking about a deal, see if they could get something that would be extraordinary and then be able to roll with Murray. But I think, getting a guy like Bosa and what he can do as a pass rusher and as a run defender is a really nice, safe pick, especially considering that you do have a quarterback who just needs to have a team, you know, surrounding talent around him. And Kyler Murray's not going to have much of that either if he gets picked to the Cardinals. So it's, you know, the team rebuilding, and why not rebuild with your with a good defensive end and then still have a quarterback who is capable of developing into a franchise caliber player as long as you continue to build talent around him.
So Matt, in our mock interactive draft, we don't do trades. Teams just draft at the position that they are the morning of. So Kyler Murray falls fourth overall to the Oakland Raiders, which actually on paper seems like it could be an ideal fit. How do you like that there with John Gruden and now Antonio Brown being part of that organization?
Well, I mean, it sounds great, you know, in the sense of when you just talk about the individual players as who they are, but when it comes to how they fit within a system, is John Gruden going to abandon his West Coast offense that is very dense and verbose, and it's going to demand Murray to play from center, and you're going to have him drop back and make all these different types of reads? I think that's his weakness. I think you'd rather see Kyler Murray in a pistol or a shotgun with the field spread and make quick decisions. And so I don't know if John Gruden is flexible enough at this stage of his career that he's going to go Andy Reid and decide to, look at his talent and fit the scheme around his talent rather than say, I'm John Gruden. I'm a star and you're going to all have to orbit around me. And if that's his behavior and that's his thought process, Kyler Murray may not be such a great fit. And, you know, I love John Gruden and a lot of the stuff that he does, but he's been pretty hard on quarterbacks over the years, and he hasn't really had a lot of success picking quarterbacks over the years, unless they were off the free agent pile. You know, so I would be a little worried about that selection, to be honest, until we see what exactly they would want to do with Murray.
Well, two picks later, Dwayne Haskins goes sixth overall to the New York Giants. And the Giants, we know, are a team that could use a plan for the quarterback situation. You don't agree that the Murray fit in Oakland is a good one. I agree with that. What about Dwayne Haskins in the Big Apple?
Well, I would love to see Dwayne Haskins in a situation where he is able, you know, where he could be with a bigger offensive line. And you could almost kind of switch the Murray and Haskins picks, and I'd be a little happier overall. But I think Haskins is a guy that fits fine in the Giants system. You know, you just could see how Murray would be, and they could spread things out in New York with Murray a little bit more. But with Haskins, you have a young offensive line that is going to get better. Will Hernandez is a nice fit at guard. They probably can, you know, Nate Solder's fine. They just need a right tackle. That's what they really could use to solidify this line. But Haskins is a guy that can sit behind Manning for a year, get a chance to really develop a little bit more in terms of learning the playbook and and kind of getting his bearings in terms of what he needs to work on with his game, as well as just, you know, the acclimation that it takes to be you know, from college to professional in terms of just getting your life together as a young man. And, you know, there's so many layers to the quarterback position that it can't be underestimated that having time to sit and be able to kind of get your bearings about where you're living, what you're going to be doing, what your work process is going to be, and getting to know the people you're going to be working with over the course of this slower development can be really beneficial. And I think that it would be a good fit for him because he's got some decent weapons around him and they can continue to add more weapons as it goes. But having Saquon Barkley in the backfield is going to be extraordinarily helpful for any quarterback.
Now, as our mock draft continued, DK Metcalf, as many assume, will be the top receiver taken in the draft. And our listeners took him with the Buffalo Bills. And he's not my favorite receiver. He's not your favorite receiver. And a lot of us are not as high on DK Metcalf. But can you see that being a good fit considering what Josh Allen can do well is throw that deep ball?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, I think it's just right now it's more of a one-dimensional pick in the sense that you're going to say, look, we're going to put Cole Beasley in the middle of the field. We're going to have John Brown kind of be a little more flexible inside and out. You have Zay Jones being a little bit more flexible inside and out. And you still have Robert Foster who came on and played pretty well and can do some things for you that give you a little bit more dimension. But DK Metcalf gives you what I think both the Carolina Panthers and Buffalo Bills hope they might get from a guy like Kelvin Benjamin, in the sense that, you know, he's bigger. He's bigger than Kelvin Benjamin, or he's as big as Kelvin Benjamin. He's faster. He's stronger. And he's someone that, you know, if you want him just to work those deep routes, he can win that ball. And certainly Josh Allen can buy enough time for a guy like Metcalf to get behind the defense and throw the ball over their head, as well as just, you know, rhythm plays where they can throw the ball, you know, downfield and know that Metcalf gives him a really great opportunity to win the ball.
Yeah, and we all kind of anticipate the first tight end to be taken to be TJ Hockenson, and some believe he may go as high as 7 to the Jaguars. In our interactive mock draft, he goes number 12 to the Green Bay Packers. How much fun would it be having Aaron Rodgers and TJ Hockenson teaming up together?
Oh, it'd be fantastic, and it will help the run game too. Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, if they're both the two backs that are going to be still in that rotation, they're going to be extremely happy with Hockenson because he's going to serve as a lead blocker as well as a guy who can help on the front side or backside. So you're going to get some good backside cutbacks. You're going to get some easier front side blocks where it's going to help the guard and tackle be able to get further downfield against linebackers. This could really open up the run game for them if Aaron Rodgers is in a situation where, you know, he feels more confident about the run game and the blocking of his offensive line doesn't change the plays to pass. But in the passing game, absolutely. You're going to get a guy who gives you what I honestly would say is what the Packers always hoped they would get consistently out of JerMichael Finley, but even better. So I think that when you look at it from this standpoint, you're going to get a red zone threat. You're going to get a guy who can work downfield and make some of the tough catches in the middle of the field and get yards after the catch. And you can then move Jimmy Graham around with a little bit more freedom as well. So this makes the offense a little bit more multiple and harder to predict and versatile within its formations. And so I love it. I think it'd be a great pickup.
Our draft is still ongoing. Washington on the clock right now. We'll see what they end up with. But just using your power foresight here for just a second, Matt, I agree with all the things you say about Hockenson with the Packers. I think that'd be a fun and dynamic fit. They have another pick later on in the first. Do you think they also double down on the offense with that pick eventually? And I know this is just a mock, but if the Packers go tight end with their first, could you see them maybe thinking, you know what, receiver with the second first-round pick? Would that be a possibility there and a decent fit?
Yes, I think it will be a possibility because it's a strong receiver class. And after reading the Tyler Dunn piece and then reading James Jones, seeing James Jones' reaction on the Rich Eisen show, that if I were the Packers, I would probably be looking at this and going, well, we've got wide receivers who talk a little too much. So maybe these young guys aren't guys that we want to have on our team long term, or hopefully they grow up quick. But let's get somebody on here that we can have compete right away, maybe be able to start and be a every down receiver who also, you know, we would expect to handle the responsibilities of being a professional in a manner where he's not going to spill his guts to the media and maybe even misunderstand some things in a way where, because he's misconstrued it, now suddenly it looks like Aaron Rodgers is just a you know, is just basically a prima donna and might as well be the lead character in The Devil Wears Prada. But, you know, it's like that's, you know, and maybe he is. Who knows? I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, you could probably add to that equation too.
Right.
Brett Favre before, you know. But at the same time, I think it would make sense to get a receiver who can do a little bit of everything, because I never understood the Equanimeous St. Brown love. Mm-hmm. Marcus Valdes-Scantlin, I think, is a really nice up-and-coming player. But if he's a guy that's telling the offense something, or talking to Tyler Dunn and talking to other people like that, you know, maybe the team kind of will sour on that and decide, let's just start clean. I mean, all these guys were late-round picks anyway. Maybe one of these guys grows up and we feel okay about that, and we can go ahead and go forward with, you know, another guy who can complement Devontae Adams. And certainly Jimmy Graham, even if you move him around, he's long in the tooth. So is he really going to help out on the level that you expect? So I like the idea. We'll see if it happens.
Sportsnet 650.